give that a minute to circulate.
Okay, good morning. This is Council Mock Session number 4, I believe. And you will be hearing from Jamie Whitehouse, who is a Planner 3 in the Planning and Zoning Office. He will be presenting to you an application, change of zone request number 8765. I love the name of this, Brexit Development Incorporated. Mr. Whitehouse will give his presentation in just a moment. But before we do that, if each of you will please state your name, the school you're representing, and which role you're playing there at the dais. So we'll start to my left.
All right. My name is Brandon Pillay. I'm representing Sussex Tech, and I am the county attorney.
My name is Gary Glocker. I'm representing Seaford High School, and I represent District Number 3.
My name is Brody O'Brien, and I represent Lake Forest High School, and I am representing District Number 2.
Harrison Barnes, Woodbridge High School. I'm the president and represent District Number 1.
I'm Rebecca Lenhart. I'm from Sussex Technical High School. I'm the vice president and District 4.
My name is William Despain, and I am representing Seaford High School, District Number 5.
Okay. My name is Jacqueline Yeo. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm the finance director.
I'm Jonathan Lee. I represent Sussex Tech, and I'm clerk of the council.
Okay. All right, great. Welcome all, and without further ado, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're here this morning to discuss change of zone application number 8765 for Brexit Development Incorporated. Just for everyone's information, this is a fictitious company and a fictitious development that the County Council hasn't considered before, but the land is a real site and we thought we'd give you something interesting. So this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County to change the zoning of the parcel of land from AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, to CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District. The site parcel is a piece of land lying between Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing approximately 308 acres, more or less. The parcel of land is located approximately 400 feet northeast of the intersection of Sharps Road and Coastal Highway, which is here. It's on the northeast side of Coastal Highway. Approximately a third, actually it's closer to 50% of the site, is wooded, and much of that, nearly 30% of the site, is in wetlands. To the immediate southwest of the development is Sugar Maple Farms, which is an existing subdivision with existing single family dwellings and lots there. In terms of the future land use plan, which we use for decision making purposes in terms of changes of zone, the pink shading on the map denotes the land designation for town centre. And you can see that this site is located to the southeast of Milford. It is in the county's jurisdiction. The red triangle immediately to the southeast of it is commercial on the future land use map. And if you look at, and there should be paper copies of this before you as well, if you look at the zoning map of what's adjacent to the south of it, you'll see that everything around it, where there is no colouring and shading, is AR1, Agricultural Residential. And to the immediate south of it, on the opposite side of Coastal Highway, we have some medium density residential. And then to the southeast, approximately 800, 900 feet, and then moving to the south, we have some general residential. So this application, this fictitious application, was considered before Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 12th of this year. The memo from the April 12th meeting of Planning and Zoning Commission is on pages 6 to 7 of the pack before you. In that meeting, the applicants outlined an intention to use the front part of the site, so this section of the site, for an indoor amusement centre to potentially include a cinema, laser tag centre and perhaps a small restaurant, with a total floor space of the entire development to be under 75,000 square foot. If the change of zone were approved, they'd have to come back to Planning and Zoning Commission to actually approve the actual design of that. So all you have before you is a site showing you the outline and the proposed zoning. In that meeting, it was described that the potential change of zone, if approved and if a cinema was constructed, would create approximately 200 jobs. There were no speakers in support of the application, but there were speakers in opposition to the application. Mr. A and Mr. B, who live in the adjoining subdivision to the south, spoke against the development, raising concerns in relation to vehicle movements moving across on the northern side of Coastal Highway, loss of woodlands, ecological impacts and proximity to wetlands. Upon conclusion of the public hearing and following their discussion, the Commission recommended that the change of zone be approved. That is my presentation, thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Any questions?
So basically what you would like to do is you would like to change that area and build a building?
Thank you. The applicant is applying to change the zone of the land. So at the moment it's AR1, it's agricultural residential, which essentially allows for lower density development, agricultural activities. So
gotcha.
The applicant has applied and requested to change the zoning to allow for commercial residential, which would allow it to then apply and come back for a site plan to allow a cinema and entertainment facility for indoor leisure activities to be built on the site.
Gotcha. So, okay, so basically we'd like to make a sports complex of some sort.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
But without the zoning, the applicant cannot do that. So that's why the applicant is asking for a change of zone.
Okay.
So that he can go from a ag residential use
to a
commercial use.
Commercial use, gotcha.
Now, would it be hard to build on wetlands?
It would be extremely difficult to build a facility like this on wetlands. We don't have, for the purposes of this exercise, we don't have a site plan available at the moment, but for the purposes of the exercise, the applicant has indicated that all the building activities would eventually be located to the most part of the site, and they would not be located near to the creek.
So it would not be on the wetlands.
That's good.
Why is it necessary to use this land specifically to pursue this commercial desire?
That's a very good question. In my understanding is that the applicant has acquired this land and we don't understand the motivation of the applicant. We are here to determine the application for change of zone, but it's a good question.
So basically what you're saying is this is already the applicant's land?
It is owned by the applicant and they are proposing to change its zone.
Okay, now do any farmers use this land?
It is currently used as farmland, yes, and it has been purchased by the applicant for the purchase of a change of zone. So if approved and ultimately developed, there would be a loss of rural pasture land.
Any other questions?
Now, because this land was recently acquired by the applicant, and they, so do they plan on continuing the pursuit of agricultural residential area, or do they not plan on maintaining that agricultural area regardless of if they receive this zone change?
It's a good question. If this were a real county council meeting, you'd have the benefit of having the applicant here and you'd be able to ask these questions directly of the applicant. But for the purposes of this exercise, it would be located on this area here. And essentially, once the building and car parking go ahead, most of this arable land would be lost, but the woodlands are in and wetlands would be essentially untouched.
But to address your question, the sole purpose for the applicant asking for the rezoning is because he plans to go forward with the construction of the commercial activity. He does not plan to keep the parcel in ag production or for residential use at some later date.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. President, at this point, if you want to entertain any questions or comments from the public, now would be the time to do that.
Any questions or comments from the public? Board.
Hello, I'm Cadet Corporal Seth Glickman from Sussex Technical High School, and my question is, why is it necessary for this entire zone to be converted for commercial use? Couldn't only a portion of it be converted and the rest maintained for agriculture and residential uses?
It's a legitimate question, and the answer is very simple, that in order to accommodate something of less than 75,000 square foot, they do not need to rezone the entire parcel of land to CR1 zoning.
My name is Michael Bell, representing Laurel High School. I seen that there was a concern about the increasing crossing traffic for Route 1, so I was wondering if there had been appeal made to state transportation to make sure that it's going to be fitting for the highway and Route 1.
So DLDOT responded to the change of zone application through the PLUS process and indicated that they had no comments at this stage and a TIS is not required. However, they have raised concerns that should an application for a site plan come forward, they are particularly concerned about where access to this site will be taken from and where access would be in relation to coastal highway.
just for in lay speak for them, so a traffic impact study is not needed, meaning that DelDOT does not have any serious concerns at this point, but without a site plan before them, they once they see that, they would like to know where does the applicant plan to put an entrance to get onto Route 1 or the side, the adjacent side route.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next question.
Hello, my name is David Martins. I'm representing Capon Lopen. In this construction, is there any disturbance to the wildlife?
Because the site is largely wooded at the moment, there would likely be some disturbance to wildlife on the site. The applicant has indicated as part of the site plan that they probably would explore the site for to see if there are any habitats. But it is fair to say that there will be wildlife foraging and feeding within the site. If not, there are habitats on the site.
Okay. No other questions from the public. Council, at this point, you would you can ask any further questions of Mr. Whitehouse, or you can go ahead and make a motion. And in this instance, the motion, it's one of two states. They're either voting to grant the change of zone, or you would not vote to grant the change of zone. Now, we always do motions in the affirmative, so you would not make a motion to deny. You simply would make a motion to approve the change of zone, and if you don't want to support it, you vote no, and if there are enough no votes, then the motion fails, and that's it. You've denied the change of zone by that vote. So if there are no other questions, Mr. President, you would ask for a motion from the floor.
I have a question. All right. Could we move to have the zoning change so that he said that there was only part of the land that you were going to use, so could we keep the other part of the land, the agricultural I, and change the rest to commercial?
So the application that is before you, this fictitious application, is for the whole site.
Right.
But and that is the future land use plan as to what is indicated to be town centre in the pink. But okay, for the purposes of this application, it is the whole site that is being proposed to be change of zone.
You can't carve it.
Right.
You can't carve it up. It's the applicant owns the property, and he or she wants to rezone it. You have to consider, you know, your any concerns you might have about the forest land, the ag land. You can't carve it in two pieces.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you can't add conditions to a change of zone. So
okay,
if you wanted to approve it, for example, you couldn't put conditions upon it. So it's either approve or deny.
Right.
One or the other. All right. No other questions.
Do you have a motion?
I motion to approve.
And is there a second? Remember, just because you second does not mean you are voting for something. You can vote no on it, but the purpose of the second is so that you can call the question for a vote. So we need a second.
I second.
Okay, we have a second. So you have before you a motion and a second to approve change of zone 8765 on behalf of Brexit Development Incorporated. Mr. President, at this point, you would call for the vote.
Can we have a vote?
I vote yes, just to provide this individual with the commercial opportunity to pursue his commercial desires.
Okay.
I vote no because of the possible destruction of habitat life, of habitat of wilderness.
I vote no because agriculture is important to our community.
I vote no, although that 200 jobs will be created. I feel like destroying that much wooded land in our community is not a good idea.
I vote no because, as Lake Forest said, agriculture is very important to our community, and we can't just keep destroying our land to convert it into commercial land.
I vote no because of the agricultural component and the environmental component. Also, there's a little map of where these houses, I think, are, and I worry about what would happen to the residential area if there was to be a commercial zone.
Okay.
I vote no. I do agree it's a good idea to build a facility in an area, but I think the uncertainty of what he's going to do with the rest of the land is something that I'm not sure of.
I vote no. I just don't see enough positive factors in it. And also the agriculture is, like they said, very important in this area.
Okay. Motion fails. This was a fictitious application, right?
It was.
Okay, so there's no real world.
The comments were very interesting. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just so you know, a lot of times these kinds of questions come before the council. These are some of the very same concerns that members of council have, that the public have, and it's a lot of information and a lot of consideration to weigh. So good job.